Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do this.
Podcasts.
Many fans on the text of the double IOBF this afternoon. Adam and Scott on their way to Belfast couldn't tell where Sinatra ended and I began. Jody and Ken thought it was a bit rushed. Poor start, picked up towards the end. Must try harder. Huh?
Stu in Leeds says less is more, and this was certainly less.
I can't do any better than that.
Well, we might as well all go home now then, if that's what you...
I was truly proud of that one.
I thought that was fantastic.
Thank you.
But you can always improve.
Liam on Southampton liked it, and Jimmy in Leeds is profoundly moved. And Simon off of Essex...
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. Simon off of Essex on the way home, woo, says, brought a tear to my eye, a truly majestic performance. And Super Jace has been on saying he liked it as well. So it's generally positive.
Poppy in Leicester thinks you should be proud.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
For the second day running, I'm pleased to announce that poor Becky has been insulted by an insensitive boy again.
Oh, no. What's this one said this time?
Well, I remember
this time?
Yesterday she was told by her boyfriend how her fat face has really gone down, which means you've lost weight. And today, someone in the office, Ian, in the office, said, oh, I really like your hair. Really like it. And Becky's like, yeah, thanks. And then he said...
It's like an 80s wet look perm.
But then he carried on, going, I really like it.
I believe him, he did genuinely really like it, but...
It's just they can't quite get it right, can they? Just leave it at, I like your hair. Don't go on.
Did you give some stick back?
No.
Because this is just... Ian with the dreadful jumper, isn't it?
I just thought, they mean it with the best intentions, so I'm quite happy to receive the compliments.
Okay.
The best one was when I told my friend yesterday that this had been happening to me a lot recently. He went, oh, that's like when my friend told his girlfriend that her skin was so soft, just like leather.
Brilliant, see? Once again, they did it again. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. David's been on, and he said to a girl, hey, I think your wrinkles make you look really cute. He says, how can you not take that as a compliment? David in Sunderland is still saying, girls work differently, it's still saying they've got wrinkles. I like the one, the boyfriend that said to his girlfriend, this is just coming on the text, don't get any thinner or you'll be out of my league.
Oh dear.
Ow.
Now you see, that's kind of self-deprecating though, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's the way we see it.
Well, that's a male, yeah, that's a male's view. He's kind of saying, you know...
And tell on
He's
the
lucky
M1.
To have her.
Tell on the M1. He knew it was over. Well, the start of the end of his relationship when he said that she looked a bit like a walrus. I'm not sure how that was ever meant to be taken in a nice way.
I can't even see the compliment.
I think you deserved exactly what you got there, Tell. To be honest. So me and Becky went out for a little drink, a small drink after the show last night.
A small drink.
And then I left her with her friend that she'd not seen for ages. I felt like it was a bit of a gooseberry, and they needed to catch up, so I made my excuses and left.
Or was it your round?
And it was my round, so I left.
So Becky bought the bottle of wine for you and the drink for her, and then you went.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But Becky's bargain head was on last night. Oh, wow. Right, we get the menus, and it says at the top of the menu, alcoholic drinks, half price at the bar. So Becky's like, right, grabs the menu, I'm off to the bar. She gets to the bar and goes, hi! At which point, three people kind of bundle her towards the table again. That what happened?
I was rugby tackled back to sitting down.
Why?
And I said, no, I'm fine. I'll stay here.
I'm at the bar now. No, sit at the table now and we'll take your drinks order.
Just because they knew that if I was sat down, I'd have to pay twice the price.
I've never seen anyone get bundled back to their seat so quickly. It was like, and you were properly at the bar and ready to order as well. No, sit down.
Is her bargain head less wide than her normal head?
Podcast. Someone's going, well, I don't get it. Why would drinks be more expensive sat down? Because we live in rubbish London, that's why.
Yes. Enough said, you don't really have to say any more, do you?
It's different rules. They can charge what they want. It's even more complicated in France, though, isn't it? Isn't there kind of like... There's one price for sitting down at the bar, there's one price for standing up at the bar, and there's one price... Is it standing on one leg or something? You have to pay something different again, don't you?
I think that might have been a very specialist French bar you were in.
I seem to remember that was the case. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. This is Radio 1, Milo versus Miami Sound Machine. Got some news in a minute which might make you quite excited. Hello, is that Jen?
Hello, yeah.
Hi Jen, where are you?
I'm in Newcastle.
Okay, what's occurring?
What?
What's going on?
Well, why is your face all over Newcastle Uni Library?
My face is all over Newcastle Uni Library?
Yeah, and it's got to this day as well.
Right, have you just been in the library now?
Yeah.
What they're doing is, remember Gail Porter off the 90s when they beamed her ass onto the Houses of Parliament? That's my bottom is currently beamed all over the Newcastle Uni Library.
Really?
So
the campus has some kind of orange glow over it, does it?
It's just my picture of my face, isn't it, Jen?
All right.
Isn't it, well,
can
Jen?
Can you not tell, Jen?
No,
she can't. Right. She can't tell between that and that. Jen,
I know. It's difficult.
No, I know. Yeah, that's because I'm playing Newcastle Uni tonight.
Okay.
That's why.
Do you spend a lot of time in the university library?
No.
Only
after exams.
Okay.
Only after exams.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Good.
Before.
Not before.
No.
Okay, Jen. Right. Well, I might see you tonight then. Probably not. Okay.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Good, that cleared that up. She was good. Right, now, you might want to stop. If you're driving now, you might want to stop driving, actually. Just pull over for a second, if you could. I'll give you a few minutes. And I've got some news here that might excite you so much that it'll make you punch the air and go, yes! That you might crash if you are driving. So, is that enough time for them to pull over now, do you think? Okay, just give them a couple more seconds. Leon Lewis coming up, and The Killers on Radio 1. Wonder Years at 5 o'clock. Right, I think that's safe now. I think everyone could have stopped driving. Big news. Tonight, on Radio 1, with Annie Mack, the new single by Milo.
Woof.
See, it's a good job you're not driving.
I know.
It's been 5 years in the making. Annie Mack has got it tonight from 9 o'clock.
I know, five years.
5 years? Yeah, it's been 5 years. And before that...
No pressure.
Before that, Pete Tong has the exclusive first play of the new single by Calvin Harris from 7 o'clock. Yes!
How many years was that in the making?
Not as many.
Right.
Because Dance of Me was last year. And some more. Mm. So, Calvin Harris... New single with Pete Tong from 7. Milo, 5 years. New song with Annie Mack from 9 tonight, only on Radio 1. Okay, start driving again now. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Lee from Shrewsbury's been on saying, I actually did pull over then. I was driving, I pulled over in my car. I can't believe I did that.
Not everybody listens.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Katie.
Katie, what are you saying?
I actually did pull over for that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where were you driving at the time?
I was driving back home from college.
Okay.
I'm really excited for the...
It is exciting.
Well, not really.
No, well, it is. It's it's the first record by Milo for 5 years. So, I mean, if you've not made a record...
I don't know who Milo is.
What?
I don't know who Milo is.
Okay. Good. Well, he made the record we played a minute ago. Dun,
dun, dun, oh, dun. That one!
Remember Milo?
Oh, yeah.
Are you more excited now?
Not really.
Okay, good. Well,
don't go to Newcastle University, do you?
No.
All right.
Where are you?
I'm actually in I live in Newcastle.
Oh, okay. Maybe I won't play any Milo tonight.
might not. Yeah.
You're not coming to Newcastle Uni tonight, are you?
No.
Okay, good. I will then. No, seriously, 5 years, he made some amazing tunes back in the day. So, I mean, you expect it to be very good, wouldn't you, tonight? So you should listen at 9 o'clock to Annie Mac.
Yeah, but he mustn't be that good if he hasn't been on for, like, 5 years.
Well, no, he's...
Oh, that's another way of looking at it.
Well, it is another way of looking at it,
you know,
maybe
he's
taken
dedicated.
Time. He's taken time to craft this one. He didn't want to rush it, do you know what I mean?
If that's how you want to look at it.
No, okay. No, you're just generally not impressed about anything, are you? So...
No, not really.
Okay, love you.
Love you, bye.
Are you more excited about... hello?
Hello?
Are you more excited about Calvin Harris and his new track?
It's a bit more exciting, but...
Oh, okay. But not that much. Okay. All right. Love you. Hope you like the Wonder Years.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.